This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen close. It will be assumed that you were at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show contest, you must be 18 years or older. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes. Have a great holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
Welcome to our show.
Hello, it's Wednesday.
Woo!
Wednesdays suck.
I thought Wednesdays are supposed to be the best days of the week.
No, Wednesdays are horrible.
Besides Fridays. Mm-mm. And Thursdays and all the other days besides Wednesday.
It's better than Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
That's true.
That's about it.
But it is a good day because we're finally doing a show without all those other ankle weights hanging around. Right.
Matthew Whitney.
Yeah. Nah. I'm sick.
Seth is sick.
So if I sound funny, it's because I'm getting married on Friday. It's a Wednesday show, by the way, even though you heard it on Saturday. We're recording this Wednesday. So I got married yesterday. And we're eating on the show. And I'm sick. And yeah, I don't know.
It's gonna be weird.
And it's only me and Colby here, and there's lots of crap going on because it's like school's wrapping up for Colby, and my job's exactly the same.
School sucks.
Okay,
it's finals.
It's hot. Mm-hmm. Damn. All right, sometime soon, as soon as I can't bear it anymore, we're gonna turn on that giant fan.
All right,
and everybody's gonna hear in the background of our entire show.
Because right after the last show, as you know, me and Seth left because it was so damn hot.
Yes, we left the show before it was even over.
In that case, my mom went out and bought a big-ass fan.
Ass fan.
Anyways, so it's over here. It's turned off right now because we don't want it on the show. But
this thing is seriously gigantic, and it blows right onto Colby's mic.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to turn it on because it's hot, and you don't know what it's like to be in here.
I thought you were talking about your steak for a second.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm maybe talking about it.
Yeah, so we moved from McDonald's on the show to Quick Trip to now steak dinners.
Yep.
With ramen noodles and a salad.
And it's going to suck because I'm sick, and so when Colby makes me laugh, I have to breathe. Because I'm holding my breath when I'm eating because I'm breathing through my mouth, and so when I laugh, stuff happens and air comes out, so I shoot snot out my nose, which gets all over my steak and snot. Don't go.
That's disgusting.
We have got to make a restaurant called Steak and Snot.
I mean, they made a frickin' bowl.
That's true. I mean, if they can do crap with that name, what can't you name a restaurant? Penis slices.
Wow, that was really close.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. I covered it up by saying penis slicers.
Anyways, you could call it like crap and people would still come to it.
It's a good steak, man.
I know. It's very light and chewy. I don't know why it's funny.
It sounds like we have the microphones on the dinner table.
Oh.
No one's going to believe that we don't because we're not broadcasting live either. But we're really in our studio.
Yep.
Our studio layout right now goes Mac Mini, PowerBook, soundboard, plate full of steak, microphone. That's literally our layout here.
Yep.
Oh, God. Although, I am glad, though, because it's hot here, but the air conditioning is fixed in my apartment. I don't remember if I talked about that last week.
I don't know.
How it was literally like living in Satan's private room.
Yeah.
At my house.
It was.
And it was the worst the day you weren't there, which was, oh, God, my nose is running. Ah.
That's how I felt all Saturday.
Yep. We traded off. I don't know if Sarah got you sick, or if Sarah got me sick, or if you got me sick, or what happened. I don't know what the triangle was of sickness, but we've all had the same thing. And
when was Sarah sick?
She was sick, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Gotcha.
And I'm gonna be sick, whatever day 2 days ago was. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, probably. So I'll be fine probably for the wedding.
Sweet.
But I feel a lot better than I did yesterday. Yesterday was my worst day. I felt terrible yesterday. I started to feel better in the evening, but all day at work and up to about 7 o'clock, I felt like poop on fire.
Poop on fire.
Ah!
That would feel pretty bad.
My arms are sweaty.
It's disgusting.
Because my arms are sweaty?
Yes.
Damn this bone.
Stupid bone.
Don't you hate it when there's a bone in your steak?
I hate it when there's a boner on my steak. that definitely sucks. Great radio right now.
I know.
Great
radio. I know.
That's all they hear. That's all they hear.
This is going to be our best show ever. I'm telling you right that. Right. I'm telling you that right now.
Our best personal show.
You know what I hate about the Mike show?
What?
He ends every break by saying, "And we'll be right this after back," and he also says, "And we'll be back with that after no, we'll be back with this after that."
That's pretty darn gay.
Yeah.
I want to say darn. I can say damn.
Yeah.
Life is weird sometimes, you know.
I don't enjoy his show. I listen to a week's worth of episodes. And
oh, did I tell you I figured out the answer to the question of life?
42?
Happiness. Yes, yeah. 42.
Uh-huh.
Damn you. I was supposed to prize everybody, but no, you just laid it on the line, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, because no one else has ever read that book or seen that movie.
Exactly. It's because it's old. It's like 2001.
Or Googled it. You know, if you Google that, it'll say 42.
Are you serious?
Yeah, do it. Is your computer not work?
No, it's on.
Google but whatever it is, the answer to life, whatever the thing is.
Shit. No, I did not. I did not say that. I was like, shit. But
that's exactly the same. I don't care. It's not. I'm going to leave it in there if you, I believe you.
What is the answer?
No, just type the answer. Not what.
The and nice small answer.
ANSWER.
To life, happiness. No. The universe. And everything. That's what I type.
Damn.
That's hilarious. It's on the web tool calculator.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That's a Google Easter egg. Because the people who work at Google are huge nerds, and they have extra time on their hands, apparently.
That's hilarious.
If you could find the languages on Google where you can select a different language, they have languages like Klingon on there. It's ridiculous.
That's great. If you like, go to YouTube and search Google Hacks,
mm-hmm.
it comes up with a lot.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Like, every single MP3 that I got for the show,
yeah,
I didn't already own, I used a Google hack to find someone who had uploaded it to a web server, and I just downloaded their copy of it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
God, that steak was filling.
Oh. Why am I so lame? What? God, that steak was filling.
What?
You all got it up. The bow of the steak.
What are you talking about right now?
I'm itching my ears with my headphones. But I'm going to have them on my face head.
Your face head?
Yeah. It's not fair that you finished eating before. What the hell happened to my fork? Oh, it's over here. I'm smart. Seth's smart. Okay, man.
Seth, eat well, steak, night, bitch.
Yes, that. Oh, okay.
Example.
Itch in my ear. What's an example?
Nothing.
Okay.
The answer to life, the universe, and everything equals 42.
That movie sucks.
That movie is amazing! It made me feel stupid, so that means I feel cool.
Oh. Is that the one with the guy with the long hair and the big white robot? Is that the one you watched?
Yeah.
That thing is gay.
Which one? Wait, what?
The movie! The guy who had like a head inside his head.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is gay.
That's so funny!
It's the worst movie ever made.
It's so funny.
Number three on my list of worst movies ever.
How is it the worst movie ever made?
I don't know. I might have been in a bad mood that night, but it sucked. But
you need to watch it again.
Me and Sarah and Brian and my mom and Sarah's mom.
Well, I just turned it off right there.
This is back when I was friends with Brian. Well, I don't know. This actually might have been before I was friends with Brian. This was like in the awkward moment when we were becoming friends before the show.
Gotcha.
And we went and saw this movie together, and it was so funny because everybody hated it but Brian. Everybody hated it. And it's so funny because it's like the only time that my mom and Sarah's mom have ever hung out, like, socially.
Really?
And we went to Brian's crappy-ass movie.
No, believe me, the first time I saw it, I thought it was crap. Seriously. I was like, wow, that movie was so retarded. There was maybe one funny part, and that was it. But I watched it again, like, 5 times, and it made me feel weird. Like, good weird.
Were you smoking weed while you're watching it?
Probably.
That could be the enhancement of it.
Dude. But, like, for being that old of a movie, it was actually, like,
it's
really...
It's not that old.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably, like, 2004.
You're... 2004.
If even that.
That's 4 years old, Seth!
That's not that much.
That's pretty damn old!
That's not that old. 4 years ago, I was in high school.
I'm gonna buy it.
Are you serious?
I rented it, and then I watched it like 4 times in the time that I rented it.
Well, that's why. You have nothing else to watch.
Wait, what was that? What was that? Go back! Album. I want to get the audiobook.
Yeah, the books are supposed to be good.
Alright, well, I'll buy that. I've already seen the movie like 3 times. 4 times, whatever I said.
You're gonna feel like a nerd listening to audiobooks.
Son of a bitch! Excuse my language. Dick itched! You could say it in that term, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't refer anything to your penis.
This is where the FCC gets confusing. After 10 o'clock Central Time, no, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central, you can say anything on the radio. Okay. They've still frowned upon, and most people shy away from the F word and the S word.
Yeah.
And the T word, because those are still the ones that are taboo. But, like, on Loveline, which comes on at nights, they say a-hole all the time and dick and all that crap.
Is that the same for TV?
Yeah. That's why. Right. Well, TV, if you pay for a channel, like if you pay for cable, they don't fall under FCC rules. Only ABC, NBC, the CW, Fox, and CBS fall under those rules.
Well, like what about Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, that's on FX because you pay for that channel.
It's on Fox.
No, it's on FX.
No, I can't. Damn it.
Yeah, dude, it's on FX.
Damn it.
That's an FX show. That's why they can say the S word on there and the N word. Stuff like that.
Go away! I don't want to back up my purchases now, you son of a bitch.
And that's why HBO can show unedited movies.
Film. And shit. Yep.
Now that was the naughty word.
Can we be on after 10 o'clock? After 10 o'clock? Like, it's 10:01 in the studio right now.
No.
Tell.
That'd be nice. You have to make a disclaimer. You want to participate in something Colby Show contest? You can only listen to the show after 10 o'clock p.m. Yeah.
Yep, you're right. There it is. FX. Damn.
Yeah.
I was beaten.
That was it. That's on FX. That's why they can say stuff like that.
I swear it said Fox.
Well, FX is owned by Fox.
Oh my god.
Are you playing it?
No, I went to the website.
And it plays music?
Yeah.
I hate websites that play music.
Oh my god.
We should make Duo play like a fanfare when you go to the webpage. Duo.com. Da 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 da.
No.
Da 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 da.
Play Final Countdown.
This audio program is presented by Audible.com.
That's not annoying.
This is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Who's it read by?
I don't know. Let's see.
Ah, Jim Dale.
Sweet, it's the announcer in the movie.
Is it really?
Yeah. How much was this book? It better not have been a lot.
$25,000.
$17,000. That's a little more than I thought. I didn't even look at the price because I'm a stupid moron. I was like, oh, there's the book. Buy, ah! What's the price? $17,000. What the F?
Thank you for buying this book 9 times.
What the F?
Choked and died on a noodle.
What the F?
I'm almost done eating.
What the F?
I got considerably more steak than Colby.
What the F? I don't know why, but we've been saying that a lot at school. Like, we had to take a final, and she's like, it's 101 questions. I'm like, what the F?
You're like, that stands for what the Jesus. I was struggling really hard to find a biblical character that started with F, and I couldn't think of one.
Frickin' bull.
Yes, that lovely character in the Bible.
Yes.
Seriously, are there any people in the Bible that start with F?
I don't think so.
I don't think there are.
Frankenstein.
Yes, that lovely character in the Bible.
Do they sell the Bible in audio version on iTunes? I'm just wondering.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
No. I don't think they do.
If they sell the black version of the Bible, you gotta get it. The one where, like, Samuel Jackson?
Pope. No, the black pope.
Yes. The black pope. The leader of Satan's church. But he's going straight to hell for that one.
James Earls reads the Bible.
James Earl Jones?
Reads the New Testament. What the hell? What the hell? I just give rap this. What?
He just gave the Bible to one of his friends. Hey, it came to me. What do you ever you applied? I'm talking off mic. I don't know if they can hear me.
Yeah. I noticed that.
Well, I can hear me, so get all of you.
Talking like this. Hey, did you know Scarlett Johansson has an album?
Yeah. Do you know it sucks more than any other thing?
I didn't know. I was looking through the new rock music, and I saw it. I was like, what the hell? She's not rock. Listen to Falling Down, her most popular song.
This is hilarious, seriously. Who should let me play it?
Yeah, that should work better.
Yeah, probably just a little. Anyway.
Oh my god. Average rating, one and a half stars.
Yesterday it was 2.5. It's went down a star.
That's hilarious.
Anywhere I lay my head. Oh, FB. Oh, FB. Here we go. Yeah!
Well, I say like a man. Yeah.
She sounds like she's just talking.
I got an echo effect that makes me sound gay.
Falling down.
Put me on the echo. Put me on the echo and then I'll sing.
Which number is it, Dino?
I don't know. It's probably like one, dude. It's one.
Your thing starts at 9. Okay, it's an echo.
Am on the echo.
Yeah, you are.
Sweet.
This is a terrible echo. Hold on, we gotta find the
regular echo.
Echo.
Let's try this one.
No, that's not correct.
Alright. Wow.
That's a terrible one also. Oh no, I'm trying to find the correct one.
I'm in the universe. Ah, there you go.
That was a little better.
Alright, down in the top. Falling down the echo.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
What does it even say? The one who is blind.
Give a
man. Oh, falling sea.
Lord, she loves you for all.
God.
That doesn't suck more than anything in the world.
I did find this good band, though.
We have to, let's see if that works on everybody. I'm yelling! Microphone over there! Okay.
Echo.
Ah, F my butthole!
What? What are you doing?
I'm gonna see if that works on every crappy artist.
Oh. Okay. Well, I found this new one. It's called Apocalyptica. What's a apocalypse, except it's a pop... Damn. Apocalyptica.
Okay, that's really confusing.
No, but it's really cool. It's like rock mixed with, like, strings. Like, instrument strings.
Interesting.
It's really good. you like listening to that like instrumental stuff when you're working, you know, you should try that. It's really cool. There was one. Hey, don't go sleepy sleep on me, you bitch. Is this the echo?
Yeah.
You are listening to K-Tard.
Oh, damn, I missed it. He drags us on a long time, doesn't he?
Yep, he does. No, we need to be on the phaser. That's what we need to be on.
No, we got to try it out Scarlett Johansson first, then we'll put on the phaser.
Okay.
Now, you're listening to K-Tard. It does actually improve it a little.
Yeah, a little bit. A little.
We really need a lot more, though.
Seven.
What's seven?
A really loud echo.
Yeah.
Smooth jazz.
Shoo.
This is actually what it would sound like if he had a really good concert.
No, yeah, you're right, because this room is empty.
Exactly.
Oh, that was an actual joke that just happened on this show.
That was good.
That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, that was good.
I just about choked. Microphone! Do they sing in it, though?
No, this guy does.
Oh.
There's certain song with guests on it, like this one is not.
Kind of like doing like a Massive Attack thing. That's an instrumental band that has singers every once in a while.
Ah! Alright, you can't even hear that.
Can be.
Turn her on the amazing echo.
Oh, fall it down. I swear to God, I'm going to learn this song.
Oh, God, that sucks so much.
I know. It's terrible. It really is. I mean, it's one of the worst things I've ever heard. And there's some pretty crappy stuff out there.
Yep, Brian.
Yeah, and like Paris Hilton. But I would rather listen to Paris Hilton's CD than that piece of crap. You ever heard Paris Hilton?
No.
Her songs actually aren't that bad. She's actually got a good producer. Who's that one song at?
They turn her voice. I've seen her video.
Yeah. Yeah!
I've seen her sex tape.
That is the best. The best. Think you could have done with that.
Yes, I know.
I'm Paris Gayton.
That's why I'm a radio genius.
It's funny when you search for the soup because on the TV, on the TV,
on the TV,
the thing that flickers with all the colors. On the TV search results, the soup is number two, followed by Lewis Black.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
If you search Paris Hilton on iTunes under TV seasons, it's Lewis Black and then the soup.
Oh. I can't type with one finger.
Girls Gone Wild.
That's funny. Oh my God.
If there's Girls Gone Wild on here, I'm buying it.
What is that?
Damn, it's just a playlist of
music. Are you joking?
This is not the edited version. That was quick on the finger there. How are you listening?
That's Naughty Girl by Beyonce.
Yeah. Oh. Here you go. I was singing this just the other day, remember?
What is this?
This is an amazing song. Of Sears. Don't you hear me singing this?
No.
You'll never hear it when I get to the hook. Or when it gets to the hook.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah.
No. I just started singing that the other day.
Dude, did you see that?
What?
There's a song by Paris Hilton on there, Screwed.
Yeah, but we're screwed. Yeah. I was trying to remember.
More like her vag.
Falling down. Retarded. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I just choked and died.
I just seriously choked on my ring.
What is that, baby?
Yeah, it was a tongue ring for a second. Oh, song for Joe. Why is her voice like turned down to 5? Like negative 60
number
decibels.
24. Oh, no, no. I'm still on the Girls Gone Wild thing. It's Sexomatic Venus Freak.
Why is her, why are her vocals so quiet?
I don't know. She's weird. Hold on.
Where you going? 2 seconds. Where's he going? He just adjusted himself, and now he's looking for something. Where? Running around the room. Digging around on his nightstand or his dresser, whatever the thing's called.
I don't know.
Can't find it. No. Scratch his ass.
Dude.
Jumping.
Hold on.
Adjusting again. There. This is the third time he's been down south.
Four.
Alright, you back with
Sorry.
Us?
Sorry, yeah.
What were you doing?
Alright, my friend.
I thought your shirt said Billabong.
Dude, that'd be awesome. We're making a shirt that says Bilbo.
Look, no, Billabone. Because, like, if you cover up the end part of the G where it connects, it's an E. It's at Billabone.
No, but we're,
Oh, my God. Oh.
We're making a shirt that says,
Seth and Kobe, well, Billabone.
No, Billabone. Yeah, Billabone.
Billabone Baggins?
Yeah, because that sounds like dildo.
We've got to create a porno called The Legend of Billabone Baggins. Or we can make a gay one, Billabone Faggins. Gay porn.
These are all stupid ideas.
Yes, they are.
Horrible ideas.
Oh, she has a music video. Let's see what it's like.
Oh, God.
Seems like a Peter Loads because it's a piece of poop on poop. It's literally double-sided poop.
Double-sided poop?
Yeah.
Or just one-sided poop?
Both.
Ooh, double-sided.
Okay, right now she's laying in bed orgasmic looking. Like, her face is all dark.
Well, that's because it's Scarlett Johansson.
There's, like, a dancing, waving, flailing arm tube man.
On the screen.
Yeah, so now she's getting her makeup done. This is really gay, guys. She's, like, talking to, like, her manager.
Falling down, falling
There's, like, a bunch
down,
of gay guys, like, doing her makeup. Oh, they're covering up her tattoo now. Okay, that was the most retarded music video I've ever seen.
You should have bought the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not spending money on that piece of S. That's what Brian needs to
Damn.
Do. What?
Damn!
What?
I want the connector so I can plug my computer in and play stuff off there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn. I'm gonna go find one.
Isn't there like two downstairs?
I'll be back.
Okay. Oh, he's crawling underneath the table.
I'm gonna blow you.
Awesome.
Damn it.
I feel really uncomfortable right now.
It sucks.
I'm gonna turn your mic up so you can still talk.
This is really gay.
Well, I told you there's probably some downstairs.
You want me to run downstairs?
Well, you wasted
probably... I found one.
Okay.
Sweet.
Sweet. Sweet.
Hold on, Justin.
You know, we probably could have just grabbed this extra one out of my bag.
Are you joking?
Oh my God, you're loud. Yeah.
Yak!
I turned you...
Damn.
I turned you down.
Really, yak.
Falling down. Shut it down.
There's this thing, and you do like this thing.
Yeah.
Oh shoot. How am I gonna get this cord without unplugging a lot of stuff?
Is it a 1/4 inch to 1/8 inch?
No.
What is it?
What's the smaller one?
That's an 1/8.
It's 1/8 to 1/8. That's why I needed this thing.
It's converting the same thing to the same thing.
Yeah. Look. It's an audio cable.
I was talking about the adapter. That's an 1/8 to 1/4.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good. Okay, now we have you turned on.
Talking to the adapter,
Sorry, I thought you knew that.
All right, I gotta turn it down. Ready? Might be loud.
I have it turned all the way off, so just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah.
Am I getting a phone call? I have my phone turned on because in case Sarah tries to call me or something like that. All right, you're up.
Right? Why isn't it working?
Oh, you're not up. Now you're up. Turn your volume up all the way, I guess.
It is up all the way.
We'll play.
Not even joking.
Holy! Your damn computer was a bitch. It's like click click. Is this the song that just permanently damaged my ear?
It's London Bridge.
No, that's not what you said.
It's London Bridge.
Oh, great. Fergie destroyed my ears. We're really loud on the board. I gotta reset it.
It's
yeah.
Whoa.
We're doing that shiest again.
What is that?
Yeah. That's pretty cool, whatever it is.
That's explicit, so I don't want it to go, like, F right on the air.
Oh, I'm
Let's listen to La La by Ashley Simpson.
Great. Let's do that.
Oh, God.
Ah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
You're hot.
Thanks, man.
There's weird demon things attacking skeletons that are holding hands. That's really freaky. Let's listen to I'm Not Jesus featuring,
We're gonna call the war veteran.
Oh, great.
Hello?
Hello?
So, I heard you got your leg blown off in Vietnam.
Yes.
Colby doesn't know what happened, so you might want to explain it to him.
All right. Sunday morning, I help my mom get my sister ready and stuff, and I don't go to church till like 10:30. So
because you're lazy.
Yeah, basically. And,
blasphemer.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna go to hell. Anyway, they're gone, and I get in the shower, and I'm done, and I'm gonna reach over my bathroom sink.
You're
my bathroom
done,
sink.
Huh?
Yes. Anyway.
Did you enjoy your shower head like Kathleen openly admits to enjoying it?
No.
Okay. Washcloth.
That's just wrong. But anyway, I reach over the sink to get a towel, and for some reason my body, it decides, what are you doing? What are you laughing about?
We're just talking about you doing things to yourself. You're like, then I reached over to get a towel because my body was out of control. I was so...
Oh, gosh. I can't believe what I just said.
We're sorry. This is a family show.
No, I meant to say...
Is that it?
No.
No, let me see it.
What is that?
Yes, this is it.
What is it?
It's a lot of naughty songs. My friend told me to look up and play on our show.
Great. Except they probably are all explicit.
Probably.
Okay, now what? Would you continue with your story about how your leg flew off?
Well, anyway, I had one leg out of the tub and one leg in the tub, and I was going... Stop. Basically, short and story.
Oh, no, they're not. None of them are.
One of my right leg decided to leave itself, and I fell on it and snapped and fell inside the bathtub.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's retarded.
We're on the phone with Whitney.
Huh? So,
Colby's playing music.
This is the song called Cleaning This Gun.
Yes, that's actually what we're talking about. Whitney, okay, so your gun was successfully cleaned. And then you, let me recap. You got out of the shower to get a towel. And your legs, one was spread far away from the other. And then you slipped and fell. And you crushed your leg.
Basically, I've sprained my knee.
It's popping again.
I know.
It's happened before. It's like my right leg goes retarded and will lose half of itself while the other half is moving. And so my knee popped really loud. It felt like a snap. And yeah, I fell in the bathtub. I feel like a huge fatty. I seriously did. Oh. There's nobody at home, and I'm thinking, oh, God, nobody's home, and I'm naked. I need to get out of here.
Should have came over to my house.
Oh, my God.
Silence.
Sorry, I'm looking at all these songs.
All right, cool.
All
right, well, thank you, Whitney.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, are you going to be okay to go on the wedding thing?
I'm hoping so. I feel like I could just, like, sprain my knees. It feels like it's this huge melon that's keeping me from bending my knee. It's awkward.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Have you told Sarah?
I don't know. I'm hoping I'll be able to move it.
Okay. Well, like I said, you can always get Matthew to push you down the aisle in a wheelchair.
No, I hate wheelchairs. I hate him.
Stargate Atlantis.
What is
Thank you. I don't know. He's all looking right. To pterodactyl.
I'm done.
You got him all hot and bothered talking about your legs being spread. And
oh, Lord.
He'd like to break his bone. I said bone.
I'd like to billabone you.
I'd like to Bilbo bone you. Bilbone. I'd like to Bilbone you. Bilbone Fackins. Yes. All right, Whitney. Well, thank you for taking our call.
You're welcome, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Whitney. Bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, what a bitch!
All right, let's listen to some of these songs.
Okay, great. This ought to be great.
All right, there's this
That's
one
a great
guy.
Place in one sentence. I hung up on you, you son of a bitch.
Hey, turn me back on. It's unmuted.
Oh, sorry. There, I'm retarded. This song is gay.
All right, never mind. That's wrong, dude.
Okay.
Well, all the rest are explicit, so...
Can't listen to those.
Let's listen to the chicken songs.
Okay.
No.
I can't understand a word that guy said.
This is stupid.
Who gave you these?
This is really gay. I'm pissed off. Never mind. Screw this.
Yo.
What is this?
It's the intro to Soulja Boy's album. Have you ever listened to any other of his songs? Listen to this one. This one's called Report Card.
Seriously, I cannot understand a word you're saying. Test. What the hell?
He got a bad grade. Yeah. He's amazing. Here's one called Yah!
Everybody wants a jive. Everybody wants a handshake. I wanna high.
I've heard this one.
Y'all trick, y'all.
Y'all,
y'all.
Y'all, y'all trick and frick. Y'all,
y'all. Y'all, that's like something that we would do when we were high.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
call
no,
me.
No, no.
Y'all.
It's on. I saw the unedited one on YouTube, and it's y'all, bitch, y'all. It's a y'all trick.
Oh, wow.
Y'all, bitch, y'all.
He's not allowed to cuss because he's under 18.
Yeah.
Which just makes me laugh in my pants.
Y'all trick. Except he said Superman at home.
Yeah, but that's not technically a cuss word.
It's not a cuss word, but it's worse than saying. The S word.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is slightly more disgusting. But they do play that on the radio.
He's like, Superman that hoe. And then his parents are like, what does that mean?
It means that we're going to treat her really nicely.
Yeah.
By squirting it all over her back. I need to mention again that I'm sick. And that this is a family show.
I wonder if people know what Superman and Spider-Man mean.
I should Google it.
Oh, no. UrbanDictionary.com it.
Yeah.
That was even better.
Well, Google Images it would be better.
Google Images?
I'm going to Google Images that right now.
I'm going to beat you. Are you already there?
Superman.
Spider-Man.
I Google Superman dat ho.
Oh, dat.
I'm there.
Oh.
Oh, my lord.
Wow.
Things on here cannot be unseen. Actually, none of these are really that bad.
I have one
except
that's
for
bad.
That dog right there.
Are you joking?
What the hell is up with this dog?
Which one? Whoa! Are you talking about the one that's cut open?
I would show you, but it's effed up.
No, I'm looking at it right now. That's weird.
What the F is that? Don't Google it.
Don't. Save yourselves.
Don't ever Google that.
Dude, why is there a sexy version of Dora the Explorer on here?
Because it's our lucky day.
Search Spider-Man that hoe.
I'm not doing that.
Do it.
If I see another dog, I swear
it's
to God.
It's not a dog. Trust me, the first image just gets you right there.
Spider-Man, is it dat or that?
Dat. Dat hoe.
All right, let's see here. Is it scary that when I search it, I only have web and video? Okay, here we go. Okay, that's... Okay. Don't Google that either. And then randomly, there's a nice black lady on the very last row. And two kittens hugging. But then there's a woman being violated in the face.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
let's web search that.
Okay.
Search the web.
What is
Urban Dictionary.
This is a family show.
When with a girl. Can you say ejaculate?
Yeah.
Alright.
That's a technical term. But you can't describe the act.
You can't?
Uh-uh.
Wait, no, not that. Never mind. I'm not even gonna read it.
Move left, move right, do yo, dance on the floor. We don't Superman no more, we just Spider-Man, dat ho.
Yeah.
Now watch me, you, crank that Spider-Man. You, crank that Spider-Man. You,
I wonder what spidering
crank that
is.
Spider-Man. You, crank that Spider-Man. I ain't trying to safe a ho. I'm slipping because I've been drinking. I got slizzards, but I don't give a dage. Jiggy
wow.
Gone, roll my hand as I crank
what
my Spider-Man.
What are you doing?
The lyrics to this song.
That's gay. No
and
one
yes,
wants to hear that.
My
they want to
dance...
hear what spidering means.
No, I do not.
It's
I saw
when the
a picture
guy into his hand and then shoves it up for him. Because that is what spiders do when they mate. That's why it's called spidering.
I wonder if he has any idea what this means.
I don't know.
I bet he doesn't.
I bet he does.
Crank left, kink right. Now watch me as I do it. And nah, you can't top me. You only Xerox. You always copy.
There's a word. It's called spider D. And it refers to her particularly small penis. So every once in a while, Seth, I'm just going to say, Seth, you have a spider D.
And I'll be like, yes, I do.
What's spider pig?
Spider pig? Did you just say
yeah, spider pig? The most anticipated and disappointingly shallow character in a movie since Darth Maul. Is this Spider Pig?
I'm buying this piece of crap right now.
Are you joking?
No. I'm buying this.
Look out.
I'm buying that piece of crap. I just spent a dollar on a minute of audio.
Oh, God.
Oh, anyways. Dude, there's a Barney album. Dude, I am buying this S.
There's a what?
A Barney album.
Why do you buy stuff like that? Why do you buy that?
We can play our favorite games with all our special friends. Let's play together.
Let's touch each other private.
Let's play together.
Barney wants to get nude with you.
Let's play together.
Barney the molester.
Let's play together.
Have fun the whole day through.
Yeah. Rig-a-jig-jig. Here's a song called Ta-ra-ra boom de a.
Ta-ra-ra boom de a.
We gotta find this.
Ta-ra-ra boom de a.
I'm not buying that, but I'm gonna steal it.
What's Spider Fingers?
I could probably guess.
Oh, no. Term used to describe the motion of fingers flying across the fretboard of a guitar. In a particular style of playing, it almost looks like spider legs jumping around the fretboard, thus creating spider fingers.
I never would have guessed that.
Nah, me neither.
Sarah's gonna be so happy I bought this. We're gonna play this at our wedding. Dude, we're playing this when she's coming down the aisle, I swear to God. You have got, I don't know, tomorrow, when I tell whoever I'm gonna tell to do the audio, I'm gonna tell them that this is the right file. Look out!
Boom, 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 boom.
All right, set up with that. I still have to pick out the
music
for our
wedding. Oh, man, that's disgusting.
What?
Spider-Man that bro.
Okay.
No. It means, like, when you're at a frat party or something, and you did it, it says take the stuff in your hand and then go outside, and the first person you see in the party is your victim, and you go, Fyah!
If you ever do that to me, I will fire Colton.
He's already fired. I don't know what you're talking about. You fired him 3 months ago.
I need to pick out the music for my wedding.
You need a spider geek, a tan, lanky, gangly, geeky person with big arms and legs like a spider, someone who looks like Stretch Armstrong.
Who the hell is Stretch Armstrong?
I don't know. Spider Bush.
You need to get off that page. Right now.
An unkempt female public area.
Pubic area?
No, oh.
Yeah. Public area. Man, this area is a total spider bush.
Spidazzle, another real word that describes a penis. Because of my dangling spindangle, I crossed up finish line first in the good cause, man. Oh, God. Spicy wop.
I'm losing my... I can't do the show with that song's on. I just lose it. It's the best song ever.
Also known as S-P-E-G, it means something is really effing gay. Dude, that's some spicy pieces of gayness. I love this site. This is a new bit. Over the course of the week.
Okay, you find stuff.
I find new words that are amazing. That's our new bit. We need to find music to that right now.
Okay, here we go. We're playing
Spicy McJinkies. When you put a secret dab of hot sauce on your penis and then catch I can't say this.
Is that some type of sexually transmitted
a
disease?
BJ from an unexpected victim.
How do you keep it on there? You just walk around with it hanging out?
I guess.
Does no one look anywhere like, okay.
Smurf penis. The conditioner of your man bat went inside of very tight bump bump. Cuts off the circulation of your F stick, making the shaft blue and the head white. Therefore looking like a smurf.
Did it say dong bat? Man bat.
Man bat.
Man bat
with a tight pump pump. Oh god.
Oh my god. Oh. That is some SPG right there.
Smurf. To repeatedly punch somebody while dancing with them.
Why would you do that? What guy made that up?
Smurf. To wake up somebody who is sleeping by whacking them across the face with your penis.
I was smurfed a teabag last night.
Smurf can take the place of any number of verbs.
How about, why don't you take a guess at how long we've been going right now?
24, no. Hour and 4 minutes?
51 minutes.
Oh my god.
We should take a break.
Yeah.
I also gotta poop.
You gotta poop.
Alright.
Wait, one more.
Okay.
Smurf poo. Plain and simple. Blue track. Oh my god.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. You can call Seth and Colby every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email Seth and Colby anytime from anywhere in the world. SethandColby@duo.com.
I love how we just did, like, 50 minutes of nonstop rock right there.
Yep.
Pretty awesome. Well, welcome back to the show. We were discussing dirty things in Urban Dictionary.
Sorry. Let me do one more.
Okay.
Meatarian.
Okay. That's not going to end well.
A person who eats meat virtually to the exclusion of vegetables. The meatarian often claims to be conserving veggies for those who would actually eat them, and keeps the veggies out of the waste stream, helping the environment or keeping produce costs down.
That one wasn't nearly as good as any of the other ones we read.
Nope.
It's an interesting one. Oh, crap. But it's not nearly as good. All right,
time to read your letter.
Well, we don't have to do it now. I'm just getting in the way because my steak's gone, so now I actually can.
Well, we only have an hour left, so how long would that take?
I don't know, 5 minutes.
You joking?
Well, I wrote it so I didn't forget anything, but you know how fast I talk. But this is just about Matthew. And this is personal. This is the first time I think I've gotten personal on this show.
Except for Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. That's just gay, though. Seriously, I'm a gay man. Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to... I'll just effing hold it. Okay, Matthew's not on the show today. Oh, ears. Matthew's not on the show today because he fell in the shower like Whitney. But he's on the show because I kind of asked him not to come on the show. Now, Colby kind of heard his side of the story. I gotta wear these. It just sounds weird when I can't hear myself, because now I'm used to hearing myself loud. It's, Colby knows his side of the story, but doesn't know mine. So I wrote this out. And Colby, feel free to interrupt anytime, because that's why I interrupted.
That's why you read it? Or wrote it?
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Let's see here. Let's get some good music. Let's see. We don't have the sad violin music on here, do we? The sad violin music would really be the best. We're not doing it to that. I gotta find something that's, like, deeply instrumental and, like, moving.
What the?
We need some good backup music.
As graduates across the nation prepare to take that next step, iTunes is ready to announce our own class of 2008.
Yeah, isn't that gay?
These are the artists we feel have excelled. They're poised to take things to the next level. They're graduating to stardom. Ladies and gentlemen, we present the iTunes class of 2008.
Durr. Durr.
Oh my god, Soulja Boy is one of them?
Well, you know, he did,
His quote is, "Yah, trick, yah!"
Yeah, I'm retarded.
Alright, I'm gonna play some, moving music. This is emotional music. Yes! This is actually composed by Sarah's brother! So it works. Okay, anyway. I want everybody to cry when they hear this.
Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna start reading.
Flow Rider.
They read his quote.
Only position for me is a player.
You're all badass. What a douche.
What a douche.
Okay. Right. Matthew is one of my best friends, and if it wasn't for him living 50 miles away, he'd be my absolute best friend because I've known him the longest. We met in high school my sophomore year. I was 15, which means that I've almost known him for 6 years. That's a large chunk of my life. It's not as large as a chunk that Dua has taken up, or my lovely wife Sarah, because we'll be married when you hear the show. But it's a huge chunk. I've been doing this duo thing, in quotes, for almost 9 years. Seriously, that's a long time. Both my brothers are younger than that. I was 11 years old when I started messing online with creativity and stuff, building maps for video games, moderating forums, and designing all manner of web pages for my friends. When I was 14, I got into radio, working at a small CCR station here in town. You know what that is? Contemporary Christian Radio.
Gotcha.
Making ad spots and pulling 6-hour shifts after school for no pay. When I was 16, I got Photoshop and Dreamweaver and started a record company. I probably sold 30 to 40 records on MP3.com and maintained a small skateboard empire to which I had signed 15 skaters. At 16, I got Premiere Pro and edited video that I made in my garage when I was in 8th grade, and the ones of people skateboarding. At 18, I got my Mac and started all this podcasting nonsense. Seriously, in the last 9 years, I've done more multimedia stuff than anyone in Wichita. I was barely 18, and I got hired for a day job that people who are 40 usually can't get. And it's not boasting if it's true, but it is kind of sad. I'm literally depressed because I feel circumstances out of my control have constantly ruined my dreams. I've moved and left my skating business. The radio station I worked at closed. My podcast network collapsed when my best friend at the time betrayed me. And the only people who have ever been truly loyal to me, no matter what, were Sarah and Matt. They have somehow put up with my seriously controlling personality and let me boss them around, and they still love me. And Colby, the boy genius, who everybody says is just like me, is exactly the opposite of me. Where I'm controlling, he thinks of others, and when I say good branding, he says that's the crappiest logo ever. Which is exactly the truth.
When did I say that?
Besides, you say everything is the crappiest logo.
Yeah, well, that I create.
No, they're not creative.
Like, too. Skate?
We just hate everything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Yeah. Colby knows, not because I told him, but because he's a genius, that he's going to have to earn my loyalty. And I feel I wrote that wrong. I meant that he's going to have to earn... I'm going to have to earn his... I meant that I don't believe he's loyal. That's the way I meant it. And I feel like a total jerk face for saying this, but it takes me years to trust people. And Brian is just the most recent in the line of douchebags that I've met over the years. The partner that I made videos with in 8th grade stayed overnight at my house on my 13th birthday and told my friends behind my back that he hated me because I was annoying and immature. Nick, an old friend from Newton, constantly hated me for months on because I ended up dating Sarah. And Chase, my friend since 5th grade, me and him had the closest sense of humor, ditched me when I started dating Sarah. And Anthony, the preacher's kid, was always too good for me. And Brian, who was my best friend, was only... Huh?
Oh, wait, never mind. It went away. Okay. That was a weird sound.
And Brian, who was my best friend, only to get to Sarah, kiss her, and then try to break us apart, was the last nail in that coffin. But seriously, good riddance to them. I don't feel bad for them. They have their lives. I have mine. And I'm not going to say that people don't grow apart as they get older, because they just do. Just ask Colby about his relationship with Colton. But these people were my friends, my best friends, and they end up... Or they left... They upped and left for the stupidest of reasons. That's all backstory for this part. The most important things in my life right now are Sarah, Colby, Duo, Matthew, Whitney, Kathleen, Timmy, my other friends, and everything else. That's the order that importance in my life is.
Sweet.
It may sound horrible to put an idea or an object above my real life friends, but you have to understand Duo. We've been okay, someone's giving me a call. Where's it at? Is it in my pocket?
Yeah, remember you took it to crap with?
It is, Sarah. Hold on. Pause. Hello? Hello?
Go get a corset tonight because we have no idea what happened to my mom.
Your mom is wearing a corset to the wedding?
What?
Your mom is wearing a corset to the wedding?
No. Not what I said at all.
Oh, okay.
No. Sorry, babe. Only bring in what you have to bring in, Mom. Okay. Sorry. What was I saying?
Talking about a corset.
I have to get a corset.
Okay.
My mom had one she was going to let me wear.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty sure Kathleen stole it.
Okay, that's surprising. Gasp.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, so, there's one Victoria's Secret I can get that's not very much money, and I'm going to have to go tonight and get it.
Okay.
And then we're coming back to my house because we have to make the corsages and the boutonnieres for everybody tonight.
Okay.
But my mom and I went, and we already got the place, so we don't even have to worry about that. So I think you can handle getting my corset and my jewelry.
Yeah, that's fine. Kay's called, and they got our rings ready, too, so we can go get your ring tonight while we're at the mall.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
I'm doing the show right now. We're an hour and 1 minute in, so that means I'll probably be to your house about 8.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, the show.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Oh, I'm an idiot. I totally did not even... I forgot about the show. Is Whitney going to come with you?
No, it's just me and Colby doing it today.
Oh, okay.
Whitney broke her leg or something like that. She fell in the shower on Sunday, and she has her leg propped up and can't walk, so she's hoping it's better by tomorrow, she said.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll just go by myself to pick up my Chris's flight gets in at 8:10.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, what do you want to do then?
Well, can I come to where you are and get some funds, and I can just go to the mall by myself and pick everything up?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So that way we can get back to the house and hang out with Chris?
Yeah, that's fine.
But I'd like to spend some time with him tonight, but I don't want to put it all off till tomorrow, you know, because I'm going to have a lot to do tomorrow.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
Are you your house or Colby's?
I'm at Colby's.
Well, I'll come to Colby's Inn and get some money. I gotta pick up my aunt, too, on the way to get Chris, so...
Okay, well, just knock or something, or just yell, we have the window open. We're doing the show, so we can't come let you in, so just yell at us.
So just yell at you?
Yeah, just say, hey, fatty! And then Colby will come running.
Okay, we'll do that then.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right,
bye. Love you, bye.
Call me fatty, you jerk.
It's only ridiculous. I mean, it's only funny because it's ridiculous.
All right, play the music. Back to the story.
Oh, could you hear that okay?
What, yeah.
Her?
Oh, yeah.
Was it buzzing a lot?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't loud.
Dang it.
But
okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Where was I in my emotional spiel?
I forget.
Okay, we're just about to talk about Duo. Duo and I have been dating a long time, and the sex isn't very good anymore, and we only really talk when we're fighting, and we need counseling. I've been at this for far too long for me not to be successful. I deserve a little bit of success, and Matthew, poor Matthew, he falls right under Duo's shadow. Matthew knows this, Colby probably knows this, and Sarah knows this, but it's the fastest way into my heart is to care about Duo and to compliment Duo and the other things that I do. Duo is basically an umbrella for everything. The fastest way for me not to like you anymore is to hate something about me or something I do, which is vulgar when Sarah's on that list.
I hate your hair.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Matthew has always been great, but the reason he isn't here today is because of this. I asked him not to be here. I asked him yesterday if he was coming down for the show, and he said yes. One of the bits we were going to do today is wear our suits for the wedding. Colby thought of it, and I said that's awesome. Now, we didn't do it because it kind of loses its thunder when only me and Colby are here, even though Colby disagrees with that. So maybe next week, but Matt said he couldn't wear his. We said, because we joke on and off the show, that he can come then only if he wears something that Colby and I pick for him. That would, this would obviously, of course, be like a big floral sundress and a, like a beautiful white floppy
That'd
hat.
Be amazing.
A sun hat that would just be freaking.
What is that?
I'm trying to play the song again because it started over. That would just be hilarious in a lost place. Okay.
Lost my place.
This would obviously be a big floral sundress and a beautiful white sun hat that he would have to wear as a punishment. Of course, this was in jest, as everything is, and he took it way too seriously. He kind of went nuts and said that he was tired of being Duo's jester and being made fun of all the time, so I talked to him that night, asking if what we should do instead. See, Matt is the only one at Duo that's getting paid. He does nothing but this show every week, and on this show he really does nothing but show up. He doesn't bring prep, and he's always the one that I have to call to remind him to come. And those things are fine because he's my friend and he's great at reacting to my stories because he's known me so long and so well.
But I'm poor, and I'm getting married, slash married. I'm funding Duo single-handedly right now, and I just moved. Money is a little tight, and the $40 to $50 I spend on him a month is pretty useful. All I ask in return is that he be a good sport and do what we say, which usually is very little. This is episode 8, the one you're listening to, and Matt has been on 5 of our last 7 episodes. Episode 2, he was great. Episode 3, we made him eat pudding with his hand, which he threw at Colby. Episode 4 was the week before he went to the mental institution Prairie View, and episode 5 was all about that, so he didn't have to do anything then. And then episode 6, he skipped, but he apologized for, and we read that on episode 7, which was the last episode, where we also poured cocaine on him. And I said, the extent of Matthew, that's really the extent of that he's done on our show. And maybe we went a little overboard last week by pouring the cocaine on him, but it was hilarious radio, and I got it all over me. Oh, and we were going to make him eat more pudding and dance for us in his boxers, but we didn't make him do that. Yes, I'm merciful, and yes, that was sarcasm. But seriously, it is a lot to ask for him. It isn't a lot to ask for him to... Blah, 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 blah. To start over, I can't read my own writing. I know I typed it. Is it a lot to ask for him to wear a dress for 2 hours? It would be more comfortable than wearing those suits in Colby's hot room. Yep. Apparently, it was the straw that broke the camel's back, but I digress. So I told him, we'll do this like a real job, because Duo is a real job. You can come down, we won't make fun of you, regardless if we do it to everybody else, and we won't make you do anything at all. You can just sit in your chair. But I'll only pay you if you're good. If you fill that 20-minute hole left by you in a dress, then you get paid. Otherwise, you wasted a trip. We talked about this for about an hour, and then he ended up telling me this before I signed off. He said, okay, listen to me. I guess right now I'm a little burned out, even though you get that way a few times. This last week's show and all the crap I've been going through, I just feel burned out. That's fine and dandy. Believe me, I can understand that. But what we did last week is no different than what we've always done, which he admitted, which means to me that this will happen again and again. The only way to correct this is to not make him leave or make him not have the same act on our show. And for that to happen, he needs to be like Colby and I and bring bits. He at one point said, well, Whitney doesn't bring any bits either. And I said, yeah, you're right, she doesn't. But I don't pay Whitney. And I have to pay Matt because he can't drive here without the money. So I have to balance two of my loves, Matthew and Duo. Matthew not being good on the show is bad for Duo. And what's good for our show is bad for Matthew. So I'm breaking off the connection between the two friends. Matthew is still my friend, but he won't do shows right now. And Duo is still a huge part of my life, but Matthew won't have anything to do with the shows. Matt wants to be more behind the scenes, so we'll see where that leads. This absolutely does not mean that he can't be on the show, or that we're banning him from the show. All this means is that until he can come up with legitimate things to say to entertain our listeners as much as pouring a can of pop on his head or wearing a dress does, he can't be on. If you think I'm being unfair, let me know. But I think I know what's best for this show, and Matt coming on the show and bringing nothing isn't really great for the show, and it's bad for my pocketbook. So, Colby, you heard my side, you know Matt's side. What should we do different? Because I know that you probably just think that I'm crazy stressed, which I kind of am right now. I mean, Lucas came to my apartment unannounced last night.
Oh, he did.
But this isn't what really stressed me out, and I wasn't even really mad at Matt. I just got disappointed when I want my show to be good, our show to be good, and something like this happens. It makes me feel like no one cares about Duo. It makes me feel like no one takes it seriously. Whitney doesn't, your parents don't, Sarah's parents don't, my parents don't. I want this to be a legitimate business, and I feel that if you and I are the only ones who ever feel this way. Matt would disagree, but he would never tell his real boss no. He would never tell his commanding officer, no, sir, I won't do that. I'm tired of being the Army's jester. Yeah, it's a little different of a job description, but the principle is the same. And that applies to Whitney, too, not just picking on Matt. If her real boss wanted her to come in on a Saturday, there would be no discussion. She'd be there.
Yep.
So the combination that has been almost a decade without anyone taking it seriously and Duo going nowhere, I get a little stressed out about it. And I realize it's dumb because Colby is my savior and he breathed new life into Duo, and it would help me a lot if I would just trust him more and we could be great. So note to self, let Colby help more. And note to Colby, if you betray me, I will fire Colton.
All right.
I literally have that written down.
Oh, that's pretty great.
So that's that. I wrote that at work. And today was like the first day at work where I never looked at the clock, which was amazing. Ever. Ooh. Because I was doing the forum for Duo. Oh, I'm so glad that forum had an in-thing editor so I could actually edit code and then hit save and it would work.
Yeah.
So nice.
Anyways, yeah. Like today for me was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
I looked at the clock every single second after I was done with my test.
Yeah, but tomorrow's your last day.
Woo! dude, it's going to be the worst day ever in my whole entire life because I got finals and they suck and I'm going to die.
Yeah, but, well, then I'm getting married the next day. That's either good or bad.
That's good.
Yeah, we got to bring the recorder for next week.
Of course we do.
But anyway, so what do you think about Matthew's thing? You think that, you know, today, I hate to say this so much, we're having the best show we've ever had.
We have.
Easily.
It's fun.
And it's just me and you. There's no one else. I like having everyone else on the show, but the show's a little different when other people are here.
Well, that's because, like, you know how we started our show?
Yeah.
We had a thing that we were going to say. It's going to be you and me, and then them are just going to be there to act on.
Yeah, that's how I wanted it to do.
But then it kind of changed.
Me and you, I think that's our fault. Because I think we get distracted by the fact that they're there.
Yeah.
And so we turn and go, hey, what do you think? And that's kind of the problem. So I think if we want them back, what we need to do is write them bits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we do the news, Whitney's got to read it. And that's the only thing she'll do on the show is read our news. But that goes into this thing, is Whitney already doesn't want to come. I mean, she wants to come, but she doesn't. Because her parents will tell her not to, and it's not important enough to her for her actually to come.
Yep.
Is she going to want to come for just a 15-minute segment? Probably not.
Well, in that case, we could... I mean, I hate to do it, like, just for the live bit of our show, is to pre-record it. But that's stupid.
Oh, pre-record what she does.
And
see, that doesn't work because it's off. I mean, we could do it on like a Saturday, like on this Monday when they're all over anyway. But see, the problem with that is it loses the continuity.
Yeah.
Like, say, for instance, she reads a story about sex. We cannot say, hey, I wonder if he Spider-Man'd that hoe. Because that would be a joke that relays back to something earlier in our show, which is something that ties the audience to our show. It's something that's good for radio, and we couldn't do that if we pre-recorded it, unless it was the first segment.
Yeah.
And there's no way in hell we're playing news for our first segment.
So welcome to the Southern Colby Show. Now
time
news.
For the news with legendary broadcaster Whitney Million. Whitney has large breasts. That was bad.
But
that was off the top
of
my
true.
Head. Yeah, it is true. She does have huge gazongas.
I've
seen them once. It was amazing.
Once?
Just once. Took me 3 years to get her to whip those babies out.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm never going to see him again, probably. It's very depressing.
Yeah. Whitney's definitely not a whore.
No, she's definitely not. That's for damn sure.
That's for damn sure. I'm be calling right now.
Whitney? Whitney?
Yeah?
When am I going to see him again?
What?
You know what?
Never.
We're discussing them now. When am I going to see them again?
Why are you discussing them now?
I just need an answer. Give me a time frame. Never is not a time frame. I said I need to see you completely naked before I die.
Well, that will be by the time I die.
Damn.
So, you know, if you want to murder me...
No, no, no. See, what you do, you become one of those morgue guys, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then Whitney dies, and then you have to dig out all the stuff in her, you know? You get to see her naked. There you go. But she's dead, so you kind of have that fact.
I don't care if she's dead. They don't need to be warm boobies. I just want to see them.
Gotcha.
How's your leg doing?
Yes, doing okay.
You know, Whitney, it's going to come to the point where Seth is just going to, like rip off your shirt when you're naked.
I've almost done that before.
That's just going to happen.
On what day was it? Friday? I almost took off her pants. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, made an impression, I can tell. All right, well, Whitney, just keep in mind that I'm thinking about them. We're talking about them in detail on the show.
Oh, shoot, I almost broke my iPod.
Every bump, every little dimple. Bye, Whitney.
Nice.
Yeah.
Real smooth.
She's going to freak out about that because we weren't talking about them.
Nope. We were just like, noticed them. Like, yep, they're there. God dang it.
This is a segue.
What? What?
Sarah, someone yelling?
Sarah. I'll be back.
Okay. Colby's coming for you! Oh, yeah, I'm being quiet. I'm supposed to be talking right now. I'm smart. Hey, I was trying to call Lucas, but his phone number didn't work. It's very sad. Man, I hear Colby running like a buffalo. Let's see if we can hear him. Oh, he's back up here. How the?
Well, the door was just open, and she's like, oh, can I come in?
There you go. Buns.
Wait, you're never going to be on the show again.
Hold on. Hey, hold on. Hey, hey. When am I going to see him again? No, that was Lucas.
All right, hurry up. Make an appearance.
Hello, everyone. I came to get money, and that's the only reason.
She was just on the show the phone.
Well, it doesn't count. It has to be in studio.
And she was on the show that one time when she said the F word.
That still doesn't count. That's over the phone.
Okay. Well, hello, and welcome to the show. She'll be on the show next week, too, because we're recording our entire wedding.
I had to get money to get a corset. Isn't that hot?
Yeah, so hot.
But that's still not the same thing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Was I really on the show earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way you sounded like you were outside.
Yeah, he put it on speakerphone.
Oh, I was talking on speakerphone and holding it. Because I couldn't just have a one-sided conversation. That's retarded.
Comprehend.
Yes.
Adios.
Well, so, where am I meeting you?
My casa.
So you'll be at your house when I get done the show?
Why are you speaking Spanish?
When will you be done with the show?
Well, it'll end at 7:50.
Then you should just go to my house, because Chris is playing with an 8:10. And he doesn't have any baggage, so we're just going to come straight home.
Okay, I'll probably go home to my house and, like, poop or something first.
No!
Yeah, I got to!
You are not allowed to poop.
I got to.
Never again.
My colon.
Nope. Because we're getting married, that's the end of all your pooping for the rest of your life.
Well, then we'll really see who dirties up the toilet then, won't we? Shun.
Burn.
Shun.
Burn. Burn.
You going to close the door? Born in a barn? Thanks! Appreciate it. Love you. My darling wife. As you can see, we work well together.
She does all the crapping.
And I do nothing. I'm earning a living by talking on this damn show. We have to take 3 breaks and we have 45 minutes.
That's great.
I know. See, it's time. Dude, we should start doing this. Is she saying something?
Are you saying something?
I turned the mic up really loud.
Were you talking? Gotcha.
What did she say? Oh, her mom's here?
She probably ran down the stairs and been like, "What?"
That would have freaked her out. I would agree. Okay, wait, what were we talking about? Oh, we should really just do the show, me and you.
Yeah.
Do you know how much better this show is than any other show we've ever done? Yeah. And it's not one of my favorite shows where we just talk the entire time, even though we're doing that now.
We're talking, good conversation, and it's funny.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the best of both worlds.
Yep. The best of both worlds. God damn. What was I singing today? Oh, yeah. Hold on. No, I gotta get it. Shut that up. When you say USA, then I just say hooray. And if you're not from here, then God want you down and give you AIDS. USA!
This is the Seth and Colby Show. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Not mic's on. What's going
that
on?
That didn't work.
If this blows my face off like that one Fergie song did,
probably will.
I'm going to be pissed.
All right. I don't know what.
I'm going to crank it up. You crank that soldier. Hey, we hear something. We heard that.
Yeah, it just hears, and then you can't hear him talking. That is odd and
unplug
strange.
It and hold a mic up to it and see if it sounds different. It's the best back from a break we've ever had.
Yeah. Let's do this again. Play this is the Seth and Colby Show.
Okay, we'll play it like we did for real. Here we go.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Great job. I wanted to play you a song I wrote about what America means to me.
This doesn't sound like crap at all.
When you say USA, I just say hooray. And if you're not from here, God's gonna hunt you down and give you AIDS. USA!
All right, welcome back to the show.
I'm not even going to play Rejoiner music.
Family Guy's amazing.
It's not even worth to play Rejoiner music.
Nope. Except Spider Pig. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Oh, sorry.
Bad. Hurry up.
Spider Pig. Spider Pig. Holy crap. Gotta hurry.
There we go. All right. Welcome back to the show, everyone. 316.
There you go. You can call this is technically our second break.
Every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email Seth and Colby anytime from anywhere in the world. SethandColby@duo.com.
I think we should rejoin every... every break.
Spider-Man.
You did that perfect.
I did.
I was not expecting that. Oh my god. Okay, the cover of this has Homer eating a giant donut, and it says baked by Hans Zimmer instead of performed by. Oh, that's hilarious.
Amazing.
Okay, Jordan, let's grab up. So I gotta go through and pick out wedding music.
Yeah, you do.
We should do some of that on the air.
That is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Two days.
Well, no, tomorrow.
Oh.
It's the rehearsal tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, so let's do this. Wedding songs.
Do you need it by tomorrow?
Well, I have one clip on there. I have one song, I mean. It's this song. Well, we'll need... this is the rehearsal music. It's not nearly as important, but we need, like, the ceremony music, which Sarah will have to pick out. I don't know if she's going to come over and do that tonight, or...
You know what sucks?
What?
I got to pee right now, but I'll hold it.
That's right, I got to poop, too.
For the show.
Well, we got to take two more breaks.
That is true.
So, Ed, we only have 30 minutes left, so you're going to be able to go here pretty soon. So that's one song, so let's find another one.
Okay.
That's a slow song, though.
Dude, I want my phone so damn bad.
This is music that I'm picking out for, like, the rehearsal that's going to be in the background.
Gotcha.
So we can pick up some more upbeat stuff.
So is it going to be, like, all fancy white stuff at your parents' house?
Yeah. This one. Really good. Really great, dude.
Why not?
No, Sarah, that song sucks!
Sarah actually wanted me to put some of this on here.
That's because she's like in love with Amy Winehouse.
She is. Hey, Amy Winehouse is pretty good, actually.
No.
She has like three or four good songs.
I hope she dies of cocaine overdose.
Dude, listen to this song. Like, okay. Do like you do to rap. Ignore her vocals, okay? Try to ignore her vocals. Okay? And listen to the production values in this song. Seriously, there's like organs, and there's violins, and there's cellos, and there's like ragtime pianos all going on in the background, and it's all real crap. And it's like one of those albums that's just ridiculously musical. And she is kind of creepy. Hurry the hell up and get to the curb. See, listen to the piano in the background. You hear him? Great, I missed the chorus. Okay, F
See,
this.
All right, you know, I do that with rap, but I just can't do that with her.
You can't?
Sorry, no.
I'm trying to find...
And like, you know what else pisses me the F off?
What?
The new stupid Indiana Jones movie.
Why?
Why can't that guy die?
Which guy?
That guy on my cup. Indiana frickin' Jones.
You Harrison Ford?
He can suck it and die.
What's wrong with Harrison Ford?
He's old.
Dude, I want to see that movie.
He shouldn't be doing movies.
Every single time, because I was like you, I'm like, he's like 9 million years old.
He is.
And Shia LaBeouf looks like a douchebag in this movie. But reading about it, it looks pretty damn awesome. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, think about it. He was in the first Star Wars.
Yes.
The first Star
Wars.
Yes, he was. Not episode 1.
Yeah.
No. Episode 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was in 77.
What the F, man? What the F?
What the F? Mr. Hand!
I mean, at least they could have, like, maybe dyed his hair to make him look younger.
He addresses that, and they're making it like time actually passed.
Really?
Yeah. So it's in... All the older movies are in the 30s and 40s. This one's in, like, the 60s. That's why Shia LaBeouf looks like a douchebag, because that's his style. He's like the greased back John Travolta type. But it's supposed to be really good. So
it probably will be because it has George Lucas.
Yeah, that's
and
the only. That's a big reason.
Is Steve?
Well, see, I was thinking
Steve
of the movie
Spielberg?
That it's like Spider-Man, where they just wrote it and they're like, "All right, let's push this out." They've been writing this since after the fourth one.
Wow.
They signed a 5 movie contract with Paramount.
Okay.
When they made the first one, which means that they still have 2. This is the fourth one. Which means they have 1 still left. And after the third one, I was reading about this on Wikipedia. After the third one, it got stuck because George Lucas and Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford never agreed on a script,
one of them never liked the script, and they wouldn't ever make the movie unless it was unanimous.
Yeah.
And they didn't get a script until they started making this one. It took like 20 years for them to find a script they liked. And yeah. that's why. So it's literally a progression of 20 years it took them to make this movie. And so it's not going to be, you know, crappy like Basic Instinct 2 was, where they just pinned one because they could make more money off. This is actually a production that took 20 years.
Yeah, it's going to be a good movie, but I'm just saying, if he's flying around like with his rope, like catching on his stuff,
yeah,
flying,
I don't know.
And shooting big tanks with RPGs.
And see, that's what I'm hoping they won't do, is make it unbelievable like that. Because that'll totally ruin the movie if it's unbelievable.
No,
like
have
that.
You even seen the trailer?
No. Well, I saw the trailer where he's whipping yeah. it and he falls and he misses his target and hits the windshield.
But no, he's running away from like SS or whatever, the Germans
yeah,
or something.
Something like that.
And then he whips onto like a little pipe thing in the air and then falls and then gets in the car and then he pops out of the back of a truck. He's like, I wonder what he's gonna do, this Shia LaBeouf douchebag.
Yeah.
And then he comes out with an RPG like, cover your ears, duh, and then shoots a tank.
That was a really good Harrison Ford impression.
It was.
Actually. That was really good. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, and also trailers are misleading.
That is true.
Because the trailer people could have been like, let's cut out the most badass parts. Yeah. And, you know, they
to make this
that.
Movie look stupid, but when people
yeah.
go to see it,
well,
because they think it's going
to
be completely retarded.
It's
got
to be a really hard movie to market. Because
yeah.
they've got to impress people like my parents, who saw the original Indiana Jones and they were our age. Yeah. And they're like, dude, it's going to be awesome. And it's got to be marketed to their demographic. And it's going to be marketed to my demographic and to your demographic of, like, you know, the younger people who
yeah.
maybe haven't seen an Indiana
that's
Jones movie before.
That's because Shia LaBeouf isn't. That's the only reason.
Yeah. But Steven Spielberg handpicked Borg. Steven Gold. picked Shia LaBeouf. He only wanted Shia LaBeouf to do it. He wouldn't choose anyone else. He said he wouldn't make the movie unless Shia LaBeouf was his dude.
Didn't Steven Spielberg make Transformers?
No, that was Michael Bay.
Ah, that's right.
Michael Bay made
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah. But Shia LaBeouf is... He kind of wavers on douchebag. I've never really seen him in like a serious role.
Did you ever watch Disturbia?
We never watched Disturbia. Was he serious in that movie?
At the end-ish?
Yeah.
End-ish of the movie? Yeah, he was.
Because he's a really good actor when he plays a dorky douchebag.
Yeah.
And so every single time I imagine Indiana Jones, I think he's a dorky douchebag.
Oh, yeah. He's
and
definitely,
he might not be.
He's serious at the end when he actually finds out that the guy is the killer and
yeah.
he's, like, scared for his mom. Then, but at the beginning, he's definitely a douchey douchebag.
Yeah. And so maybe this will be his movie where he's not a douchey douche.
Actually, not the beginning. Like, right after the beginning, because the beginning is Dad Dies.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we don't give an F, Changi. Shut your face hole.
What? The hell is
there's some
Changi?
Stupid Asian ho
okay.
that is somehow on my device updates for Twitter.
Okay.
Okay. I hope she listens to this show. She's on Kathleen's too.
Okay.
Okay? I didn't click her to be on my device updates, okay. and Kathleen sure as hell doesn't remember clicking her to be her device updates, which means that she came into my house. Raped me, Spider-Man'd me, and then turned on her device updates. And I don't give an F about dang-ass Changi. Let's see. Changi. Ching with N currency. I had a chance to account N currency at Stooges on Saturday night.
Ding.
Dabby Changi.
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean, she seriously sent me like three or four of these during the course of the show. Survived another crazy day. Stupid hoe. And she does this thing that I hate on Twitter, where you treat it like Facebook statuses. You do not tweet is good.
Yeah.
You treat, I'm having a good day. It's like a small blog. And, you know, people that are newer, like you started doing that at first, and I started doing that at first, but after a while looking through Twitter, you
yeah.
understand that's not how you do it.
Yeah.
And she's got the damn, like, 5 jillion followers who are all on her damn device updates and want to go to her house and murder her ass. And she doesn't even tweet right. She's a bitch. You're a bitch. I probably know her or something. All right. Sorry, I just got a little... I don't even know what we were talking about.
We gotta pick out your wedding music.
No, what we gotta do
is
take a break.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
All right, welcome back to the show.
All right, hello, everybody.
Well, I'm just gonna read you what I said. You were like, Beautiful Monsters live show May 30th.
I'm going there right now.
Who will be there? And then I'm like, I can tell you right now that I can't make it. I have to have an abortion that day. Sorry.
That's exactly what he said.
Yep.
That's pretty funny. I love my avatar.
Dude, your avatar is like the S.
Dude, go look at all the avatars.
I know. Where do you get them?
Okay, log on to the forums. By the way, listeners, you can log on to duo.com/forums. They kind of don't look right now because I'm still working on them, but you can go on and beta test and see the hilarity of me right and Colby rampaging.
I am.
Okay, go to once you signed in, go to user control panel up in the top left. See that?
Yep, got there.
Okay, now go to profile, the big tab up top, profile, and then click to edit avatar.
All right.
And then click down to display gallery.
Got it.
And there'll be 700 of them that will
How did you get all these?
Back in 10th and 11th grade, back when I had the skateboard company that I referenced earlier, which was called Wagner. No, back when I had the record company, which was called Wagner Records.
Yeah.
I started a message board, and everybody in my school used it. And so people would come and request stuff. And so just over time, I would build up these avatars. And then yesterday, I went back to that. I found that forum, and I went and saved all of the avatars off. And I had like 500 of them on there. And then I went to websites, and I just found all the ones to update it. That's where I got like the Arrested Development ones and stuff like that. Like seriously, and they're in semi-alphabetical order. You can't really tell they're in alphabetical order because they're not named. But if you scroll down to like where TV would be, you'll see a lot of Arrested Development ones. And then there's like Job and like the G's and stuff like that. There's like a there's a whole bunch of Futurama ones.
Yeah, I saw those.
Because I was really into Futurama back then.
Lord of the Rings.
And there's a lot of Family Guy ones. And there's a lot of Twilight ones because I got those for all the hoes that are coming on to worship Twilight.
I still haven't found an Arrested Development one yet.
They're down towards the bottom.
The banana.
Like you'll see our cover art, and then you'll see Jack Bauer, and then you'll start seeing. Like the
there
one,
they are.
Okay, the one with Tobias looking through the wall, that's my second choice for avatar. You see
that one?
Wait,
what?
Okay,
no.
Our cover art, Jack Bauer, Barry, Tobias looking through the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have the one of Franklin, so no one can have that.
Yep.
And then the one next to Michael holding his face, which is next to the Arrested Development logo, the one of Master Shake holding a gutter. That's another one that I wanted to use. And then right below that one is Ali G holding some guns, which just makes me laugh. And then like there's a whole bunch of like Conan O'Brien ones on there, and there's a Carlos Mencia, and there's some House. There's Chris Farley dancing. There's so many damn avatars, dude.
That's Chris Farley?
Yeah, the one of the suit dancing, that's Chris Farley from Saturday Night
Live.
That's
hilarious.
There's so many damn avatars.
These are actually really cool.
Yeah, there's so many of them. Like, if you like a TV show or a movie, there's probably an avatar on here for it. There's no Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yeah, there are a few Always Sunny in Philadelphia
Where?
Ones. They would be up in TV, I would guess. And there's a whole bunch of Office ones. Then they're down below, next to the Office ones, there's one of Ben Stiller as Tony Wonder doing this. Which is another good one. That's another good one. There's one of Wishbone, bunch of Zeldas.
Wishbone was awesome, man.
Dude, put Wishbone on there.
I love
Wishbone.
Oh, dude,
and there's the French chef. Oh, and next to the French chef, Steve Holt. Doing this.
Where?
Okay, scroll up right above the Office, next to Stephen Colbert.
Yep.
Steve Holt. Steve Holt!
Stay on. All right, I think I got it. I forget what it was now.
There's so many of them.
Oh yeah, I remember. I got an Element one. Skateboard one that you have on there.
Yep, that one's on there too. That one's right next to the guy the soup Nazi says, "No soup for you."
That's hilarious. That's mine.
There's so many damn avatars. Like seriously, when you get bored, go through this avatar list and just look at them. There are
many. I'll do that. All right, there's my avatar.
There's a ridiculous amount of avatars. And so many of them are really funny. Like Zoidberg dresses Jesus. There's Conan O'Brien in the Futurama head tube. There's the Pope.
No soup for you.
There's the Pope from Family Guy. The Family Guy Pope is on here. And then God with a sniper rifle. Peter holding up a shirt that says no fat chicks on it. Dr. Evil. So many. There's a whole bunch of Homestar Runner ones. There's one of Peter riding Brian.
Dude,
Yeah.
I Google searched the Black Pope.
Porn?
No. There's this weird guy. He looks really Satanist and weird.
That's probably him then.
Yep.
That would be my guess. No soup for you.
Naked protest to greet Black Pope.
Dude, your avatar says no soup for you.
No soup for you. What is that off of?
That's Seinfeld.
Oh, I'm changing that right away.
You don't like Seinfeld?
That is gay. I hate Seinfeld.
I don't really like Seinfeld either.
It's gay. Seinfeld can suck it.
I do, however, enjoy... Did you see my signature?
No. Oh, yeah.
Behold, my beautiful fiancé. I think that's a giant spider. What? You're right, run! That's from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Okay. I was wondering, it's got to be from somewhere.
I love how our avatars are the craziest ones.
Yep.
Like, we're the owners of Duo, and mine's a puppet. It ain't easy being white. What?
It ain't easy being brown.
No pressure to be bright.
I got childrens all over town.
That show is genius. Oh, I love that show.
Show's amazing.
But yeah, I gotta go through and edit every single one of these images.
Oh my god, you got one of Fat Bastard.
Yes, and he's moving.
He's like,
There are so many avatars, dude. So many damn avatars. I love all my avatars.
Jack Johnson.
John Jackson.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Max Payne 2.
Yeah, see, that kind of puts it in the time frame of when I had some of these avatars. Yeah. Like, Max Payne 2 was...
Tony Hawk's Underground, the original.
Yeah, like, those were just coming out back then. But, like, see, I went and got, like, GTA 4 and stuff like
Grand
that.
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah, see, I went and got GTA 4. Like, I didn't even have San Andreas. The last one I had was Vice City. So I went and got San Andreas and GTA 4 so people could, you know, could be more up to date.
There's one of a Starbucks logo, and it says Evil Empire.
Yeah.
That's great.
There's a lot of good ones on there.
I'm going to be part of the CSI, or CS, CIA, sorry.
You want the CIA logo?
Yeah. It's funny. There's one of Luigi.
Yes, there is. No soup for you.
That one's gay. Seinfeld can suck it.
Seinfeld does kind of suck a lot.
Happy Gilmore.
Seinfeld is one of those shows that kind of gets funnier as you get older.
All right. I picked one. It describes me perfectly.
Let's see what it is.
All right, submit. Now,
Goodbye, Soup Nazi. Hello. Stupid Oompa Loompa.
Change my avatar to a Oompa Loompa.
Go to duo.com/forums right now.
Go to events and see my beautiful, beautiful avatar.
Go right now. Stop dillying.
Oh my god. Those are funny, man.
Funny. Okay, how come you're not...
Yeah, I'm a new fan. Why am I...
You should be... Let me change that.
Why am I not...
You should be a side admin like me. The ranks go new fan, and then, like, casual fan, and, like, hardcore fan, and then, like, duo fanatic, and then, like, warlord.
Warlord?
Warlord isn't one of them, but I'm gonna make it.
That'd be amazing.
It would be.
I would be a warlord.
Okay, select form.
God, you know what sucks?
What?
I put this case on, and I'm not saying I don't like it. I don't like the fact that I can't get it off.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about my iPod Touch, by the way.
Yeah, I figured.
And when I...
There you go,
you know,
side admin.
If anybody knows the iPod Touch, you know how you have to slide to open it?
Yeah.
Well, instead of it saying slide to open, mine says F llamas.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. And I can't change it either. Because I can't get into the tool that allows me to, like, change it. So now, forever and always, until Paul comes back over and fixes it, it will say F llamas.
That's pretty great. Did you see the Windows Vista iPod theme? iPod Touch theme?
Yeah.
It makes it look like Windows Vista? Yeah. The title was like, iPod Vista or iPod Touch Vista theme makes Steve Jobs cry tears of blood. Which I just thought was a great way of describing that.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. This new board, though, it takes some getting used to.
What?
this new message board.
Gotcha.
It's got a lot more options than the old one, yeah. And so I kind of get lost. But now your name should say site admin. Yes, it does. And then Sarah's and Kathleen's should say show host underneath. Yes, yep. It does. Badass.
Sweet.
All right, Changi. Changi has 112 followers. I have triple her followers, and she's on my device updates. I'm turning this S off now. Goodbye, Changi, you bitch. Suck my titanic cog.
Cog. Really?
And she only has 412 updates. Or, I mean, 419 updates.
I only have, like, 50.
Yeah, but you're not on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not.
I have, like, 600 and something.
Twitter.
I joined Twitter last March. It's so weird that I joined all this stuff back when I was almost doing Seth and Brian. Like, I joined Facebook before I started Seth and Brian. I don't remember joining it that long ago. I should be way cooler.
My computer sucks right now. It's stupid. It's not moving fast.
Mine's not moving fast either. We are on our way to yoga.
I can't even get to Twitter.
Twitter sucks. It's been down for the last 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the, what do you mean?
The site. Like it loads slow as my ass.
Gotcha.
It's so damn slow.
All right, let's check our emails.
Okay, let's do it. We don't have any.
I know.
Oh, we do. We do have one email.
Wait, don't read it. I gotta log in. No, oh, wait.
There we go. I'm trying to load up mail, but it's not going real fast. Okay.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. I'm
from
finding
you.
Nope.
Welcome to yourdomain.com forums.
Yeah, that's. I made you the things before I.
Gotcha.
Actually did the thing. Okay, hold on.
Yourdomain.com.
That's weird. Now it'll say beautiful monster. Or, beautiful monsters. Whatever. Our name of our site is duo.com.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Where the hell is it?
I don't know.
Dude, I had an email on here, I swear to God.
Click on all mail.
It was gonna be funny. I swear to God it was on here.
If you're not from here, then God will hunt you down and give you AIDS USA. Oh my God, my computer is so slow!
Yeah, where the hell is it? Is it? Damn it. Yes, here it is. From Householder Galb.
Okay.
The subject is Waukesha. Real men, millions of people across the world have tested this and are making their girlfriend's friend feel brand new sexual sensations. You are the best in bed, aren't you? Girls! Develop, there's two D's in front of develop. Develop your sexual relationship. There's two S's in relationship. And get even more pleasure. Make your boyfriend a gift. We all know what that noise was.
Masturbation.
And then, this song comes on. Near Johnstown, where he had the opportunity to be so queer. Queer or not, I replied slowly, we of either town. And finally, by this conduct and loopholes over these, two others larger than if you declare me it not better. I could not Grand Avenue at Empire Street in the growing night the travelers commonly pitch up a spot had also. Hold on. I gotta scroll out. Had also revised some ancient opinions on their lotuses and swarmed with diverse species of birds. They them boys? No, sir. I want this here to be thou. I am thy father, Dasaratha. I'm just reading this email.
What the hell?
I command assembly in their forces, persecuted thus by us, chore boy. They're all there now, except one, watching for the mitigation of the death's comforts. Then, oh, of your brother saying a word, he could never.
Alright, I didn't know whether to comment on the email or the song.
You should comment on the email, because none of that email made sense. That was literally a bunch of gibberish.
That was gay.
No, it wasn't.
Yep.
We were talking to Whitney. I go, yeah.
What? Look, I'm in a heart.
Congratulations.
Oh
give up?
I don't know.
Guess what we're doing.
Who are we calling?
Hello?
Is the left one bigger?
Hello?
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 Is the left one bigger?
What?
What?
Is the left one bigger? Or is said the... it three freaking times.
Is it the right one or the left?
I'm not answering it at all.
It's the right.
I think you're right.
I'm not.
I think it's the right one. I think it's the right.
I don't know.
You don't know? You could. It's really easy to find out. Why don't you go find out right now? Oh, wait, I forgot. You can't go in the bathroom because you have bad memories in there.
You're just a jerk. I will never answer that question.
Good!
Oh my god. Yeah, that echoed.
It was loud.
It was loud as hell.
Oh,
which one's a deep voice?
What?
Which one's a deep voice?
78.
78? Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Masturbation gone wrong.
Sorry.
Whitney, did you hear his deep voice?
No, she can't hear the
effects. All right. Well, yeah, he just didn't. He turned on the deep voice, you know? And then said, masturbation. What'd you say?
Gone wrong. That's how she hurt her leg.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
I'm not answering any of this.
We've been talking about your boobs for like 3 hours, Whitney.
Not even joking.
We are not lying.
That's really awkward.
Like, your boobs have seriously been the description of this show.
Like, under the description, I'm going to make Seth write Whitney's boobs, and that's it.
That's pretty much all this show's about, is your boobs.
Why?
Well, because we want to see them. That's why.
That'll never happen, so you might as well just get used to that thought.
Oh, well, we're going to get used to it.
Well, it's already happened once, so I don't see why it can't happen again.
That's right.
A burn.
And I have cameras in your room. That poor girl.
Whoa, whoa, what? Whoa, whoa.
We just told her that we've been talking about her boobs, and we don't talk about them at all.
Nope. I just downloaded on my iPod, I Pray.
What the hell does that do?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to find out.
I pray to God this guy answers. This guy may come on our show at one point in the future.
What is this?
Answer your damn phone. Come on. Answer your damn phone.
Who is it?
It's Ryan.
He's not going to answer.
What a bitch. Is Brooke's number a cell phone?
Yep. Wait, yes. Does it say Brooke Rosenboom or Brooke Rosenboom home?
Well, it says that the number doesn't work.
Here, where'd my phone go?
No, I got it. It's working now.
All right.
You just have to tell it to redial for some strange reason.
It's retarded. He'll probably answer. He has his phone today.
Hey, it's Seth and Colby. What's up?
Hi, Brooke.
What?
It's Seth. Okay, wipe the junk out of your eyes. Wake up. Are you awake?
Yes.
Okay, it's Seth and Colby. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We have a question for you.
Yes?
When can we see him again?
What?
When can we see them again?
One second, I put my phone down. What did you say?
When... can we see them again?
What is them?
Your breasts.
Oh, tonight, baby.
What a douche.
I knew he was going to say that.
I knew it, too.
Seth, you want to play ice hockey tonight?
What the heck?
No, I got ice hockey on here, and it could be two players.
Maybe.
It's pretty badass, actually. Me and Ryan damn.
I'm just calling everybody that has boobs right now.
Brooke doesn't have boobs anymore. He's not that fat.
Yeah, I know. He never was that fat. But he's the only one that I could call on there. It wasn't.
Call Colton. His cell phone didn't work. He broke it at the lake.
I'm calling the next best thing. It probably won't answer. She probably won't answer either.
Who are you talking about?
Well, Colton has a sister. That's all.
Hi, no. This is Amber.
No, she never answers.
Right, we'll leave her a nice voicemail.
Well, I can't get to the phone right now, but... I won't be able to...
Yeah, shut the F up.
So,
Durr.
Your new message is your name.
Durr.
I will try to call you back.
Durr.
She has the longest thing ever. That's what she said.
Hey, me and Colby are talking about your boobs on the show. We want to know, when are we going to see them again?
Ah.
How long will it take for you to hear that back?
Probably a long time because I won't see Colt ever again.
Holy shit! We really gotta take a damn break!
How much longer do we have?
Well, I forgot that we were like a minute and a half behind because we paused it on the first break instead of letting it go the 2 minutes, and we're at a minute 55 right now.
Wow.
So in other words, it's a minute 57, and we gotta take a 2 minute break.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Blood open, spider pig.
We're retarded. All right. See you guys later. No, we're going to be back a week from the day you hear this show.
Yeah.
So, Saturday, the May... June
1st?
I believe it's June 1st, dude.
No, it's June...
It's May 31st.
May 31st.
We'll be back May 31st, new episode, live. I'll be a married man, 1 o'clock Central Time. Watch us live. We're going to have tapes for my entire wedding.
It will be a four-hour show.
We're going to record everything. Colby's going to have a recorder in his pocket, the entire thing. So you'll get right up close and personal with my breasts. Because that's the topic of today's show.
So I guess that's when we're going to see him next.
And you'll hear updates on Matthew and everything like that. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Let's kick this pig
in the face.